Now when the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon with riddles. She had a very large entourage with camels carrying balsam oil and a large amount of gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about everything that was on her heart. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was hidden from Solomon, which he did not explain to her. But when the Queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, the house which he had built, the food at his table, the seating of his servants, the attendance of his ministers and their attire, his cupbearers and their attire, and his stairway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, she was breathless.
Blessed are these servants of yours who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you, setting you on his throne as king for the Lord your God. Because your God loved Israel, establishing them forever, he made you king over them to carry out justice and righteousness. Then she gave servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, also brought algum trees and precious stones. From the algum trees, the king made steps to the house of the Lord, and for the king's palace, and lyres, and harps for
Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Besides what the traders and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon, King Solomon. Made 200 large shields of beaten gold, using 600 shekels of beaten gold on each large shield. He made 300 shields of beaten gold, using 300 shekels of gold on each shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. There were six steps to the throne and a footstool in gold attached to the throne, and arms on each side of the seat. Six steps on the one side and on the other. Nothing like it was made for any other kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not considered valuable in the days of Solomon, for the king had ships which went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish came, bringing gold and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks.
So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in wealth and wisdom, and all the kings of the earth were seeking the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. They were bringing, each of them, his gift, articles of silver and gold, garments, weapons, balsam oil, horses and mules, so much year by year. Now Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities with the king in Jerusalem. He was ruler over all the kings, from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines, and as far as the border of Egypt. And the king made silver as common as stones in Jerusalem. He made cedar
rest of the Acts of Solomon, from the first to the last. Are they not written in the records of Nathan the prophet, in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Ill the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? Rehoboam reigned in his place.